Welcome to the IHSAA Insider, the official podcast of the Indiana High School Athletic Association. Each week, we sit down with former Indiana High School student athletes to hear their stories, how the lessons they learned by being a student athlete from teamwork to perseverance helped prepare them for the successes long after the final whistle. Sit back and enjoy the conversations with the voices who continue to carry Indiana's tradition of excellence forward. Today we're joined by a couple of Bulldogs. They started out as Brownsburg Bulldogs in high school and played a few sports and went on in their respective sports to be Butler Bulldogs. Today we're joined by Heather Hayward Hartnagel and Gordon Hayward. Both of them are 2008 graduates of Brownsburg High School. Maybe more famous for basketball for Gordon, but definitely tennis for Heather. So we're going to talk a little bit about every sport today that they were able to participate in. Joining us, Heather and Gordon together. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're excited to have you on.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Let's start. Before it all, we get to the Brownsburg High School. Where did it all begin with the two of you? Twins who played a little bit of tennis. Do you remember the first time you picked up tennis rackets, and what was it like for you as twins playing sometimes together, probably against each other quite a bit? Heather, what about your recollection? Do you have any when you first picked up that tennis racket?
Yeah, I think whether I remember or they told me this memory, feel like Gordon and I started when we were five. We played at North Central High School. There was a huge program. I honestly remember they had little tunnels where we run through, you know, and you had like balls everywhere and you run around and pick it up. Honestly, it was just fun. I think I remember it was kind of our daycare. Our parents kind of used summer camp as our daycare, which was fun. Our dad came and for lunchtime. So I just remember tennis being fun. Gordon was there. Gordon was kind of my security blanket and probably vice versa. So, I don't think we knew anything else. Tennis, that was our summer. Parents would drop you off at daycare. Our parents dropped us off at summer tennis camp. So that was kind of life, I think. I don't know about
Gordon,
you.
Gordon, was that the first time you remember playing?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think in my head, when was my furthest back memory of tennis? I do remember, Heather, I don't know if you remember going to the tennis courts over at the old high school where they have since torn them down like two or three times. But I remember that little zigzag fence that they had, remember?
And you would because you couldn't get your bike in. Yes.
Yeah. And I just remember for some reason thinking the zigzag fence was cool. And we didn't really play, but I think we watched our parents play. We were super young then. Yeah. But I think that Washington Township tennis program was the first time where we started to get into tennis. And it was fun, Heather. I do remember praying for rain a lot. Because
I do remember that too.
We were there all day, every day from like 7:30 to 3:30. It was hot, Indiana summers.
Yeah.
And I just remember thinking like, please let it rain. Please let it rain.
But
it
rained. Break.
It didn't go. Or we went to the inside of the gym and you did
different ping pong.
It was a great program for us. Heather, I don't know about you, but thinking about it now, we have our own kids, like the daycare aspect of it, great.
Yeah, right. You would pick that up in a heartbeat if there was something like that all day kids to go and participate in.
Send the kids to the instructors, let them just run around all day and get tired. That sounds perfect.
There was another program we did, and they had a swimming pool. Gordon, do you remember at West Indy?
I remember.
Walk over to the Y. So maybe our memories aren't really great about tennis. They just was like daycare and it was fun daycare.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. It was fun.
Well, you grew up playing sports for sure. And it wasn't just tennis. Both of you played multiple sports. And I know that that's always a fun thing for us to hear at the association because it gives kids an opportunity to choose. What were some other sports that you participated in that you particularly liked when you were younger?
Well, I think for us, we participated in just about everything. I mean, this was in the 90s where everything was seasonal. And so you just went from one season to the next. Like we did soccer and then tennis. I did 1 year of football. We played baseball in the spring, basketball, obviously, in the winter. But I can remember Heather, don't you think it was way more you just did this sport when it was this season and then you moved on to the next sport and then you moved on to the next sport. which I really did think shaped us as competitors and athletes too. So you're not just, you know, grinding one sport, but we did it all.
I think too, just being able to try, like, because it's seasonal, it's like I tried softball and realized I liked the concession stand better than playing softball. I don't enjoy standing out in the middle of the yard. Like, but I think again, it wasn't so pigeonholed. You have to be the sport. It was try softball, try tennis, try volleyball. Yeah. I played basketball for a long time. You know, we got to do everything, which allowed a lot of other friendships too. And so it was good.
Well, and you both mentioned the competitiveness, and I think that's something that, you know, you played some mixed doubles together, but was there that natural competitiveness between the two of you as growing up as twins? Because you're the same age and you probably share a lot of same friends and some of the same sports and things like that. What was that like, Heather?
100% in everything. probably our flaws. We were too competitive. We always tell the joke that we would race to the car first. We always, interestingly, neither of us wanted to drive. So we were competitive in who had to drive. we were competitive in grades, which was a really good thing. I think it helped both of us. But I mean, we were the kids who, I remember I got like 101 on a test and I was feeling pretty good about myself until Gordon told me he got 103 and then there it goes. I was crushed. That's bad. Good. Like I got an A+, but Gordon got a better A+. So that was kind of our whole life is competitive. Yeah.
Yeah. I would just second that. I think just having the two of us made it even more competitive because I've got four kids right now and one on the way. And sometimes our kids are competitive, but the issue is some of the older ones are so much bigger and stronger and faster. It's not really much of a competition, you know?
Yeah.
And so for us being the same age and we would compete and it was relatively close early on. And so I think that makes you even one of like 103 and 101 is pretty close. So they compete, you know.
I like how you said early on it was close there, Gordon. That was good.
Well, Heather, I mean, once I hit the gas pedal and took off,
there it goes.
So you're saying that there's still competitiveness. I can see it. The juices get flowing, both of you.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. We keep going. Like yeah. That's we good. Did. I always end with, well, Gordon, I'm the oldest.
There we go. You always have that one.
Guy got that right.
The cool part is, though, when you get to high school, you know, you both play tennis. And so you got to support each other and watch each other in opposite seasons. Boys are playing right now. So when Gordon's playing tennis, you were playing volleyball, Heather, but you still could go and watch him and support him and vice versa once it got to be the tennis season in the spring for the girls. What was that like for you? Because, you know, they say the twins and how the connection that you have, you obviously had a terrific connection going into that. Was it kind of interesting watching your sibling play for a sport that you knew something about? Describe that for us.
Do you want to?
Go ahead.
Gordon, go first. Gordon, okay. We'll hear from you first. Go first.
Yeah. Well, I think it was, especially when we got to high school. So I played, when I got to high school, I kind of focused on basketball and tennis. And so I didn't have a spring sport. And so I would get a chance to play tennis with the girls team and really watch them and kind of be a part of it. And that was really cool because I think there was things that we could talk about. Certainly when we played mixed doubles together, you're talking about strategy. And I think it's, you're cheering on your sister and trying to root for her. And so I think that was really special for me.
Awesome. And he was also my coach, kind of.
Oh yeah.
Because since I played one, you need to play up. And so the guys' tennis team helped and Gordon went to almost every matches. He rode the bus with me, like the short bus. He was my hitting partner, which was not fun. I remember being like, Gordon, he would like serve and ace me. Like, Gordon, I'm not going to play against a 6'8" girl who's just going to get an ace. Stop acing me.
Oh, I just had to keep you just one knock below me.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. So that's fun. I think in turn watching him, I know the game. And even I joke like I've been to every basketball stadium in Indiana. Yeah. Like I know the game really well. So it's really fun just to watch and to like better improve myself when I watch him play. the tennis team, boys and girls, I think because they're different seasons, they can actually like help and support each other and build a community, which is really beautiful and fun.
Yeah, that's great that you guys got to be a part of that at a place where that happens. And then you also were a part of team sports. Heather, you played volleyball and Gordon, obviously basketball. Talk a little bit about what transitions you felt when you were playing an individual sport and then carrying that over to your team sports and how they kind of go hand in hand, or they helped each other with respect to that. Heather, go ahead and share that first.
I will say it's hard going from tennis to volleyball. Volleyball, I was always, they want to cheer after every point.
Yeah.
And I always remember being like, why are we cheering? Like, what are we doing here? Like, but I'm on the tennis court. No one's really cheering. Like, you're kind of by yourself. But I realized I did actually love that. You know, you don't have to do it all by yourself. It's a camaraderie and a support system. So that part is definitely fun about it. There's, you know, I will say it's harder in the sense of if I miss something in volleyball, I'm letting other people down, versus on the tennis court, I'm only letting myself down, which felt a little easier maybe. I don't know about you, Gordon.
Yeah, I would echo that. I think that what I loved about tennis was the fact that you got all the glory and all the blame. I felt like sometimes in team sports, you know, if you make a right pass and somebody misses a layup, like, you know, there's no, like, it's kind of their fault they missed the layup, and you can't really, like, but in tennis, it was all your fault. You couldn't blame anybody else. You couldn't blame the coach. And so I loved that part of tennis. And I've said multiple times that playing tennis really helped my mental game with basketball, because I think in tennis, since you are on your own, you're on an island, you got to find a way to pick yourself up if you lose the first set or you lose games or you have missed some shots, whatever it may be, and you got to try to move forward. And I think that helped me in basketball. You might miss your first couple shots and you know, you're figuring out a way, all right, I got to let that go and move on to what's forward and what's next.
Yeah, and I think so much of what you learn in high school does carry over into the next phase of your life, whether you go on in sports or not. What were some moments that you remember in any sport that were like particularly important, or you really, you know, you look back on, you remember those moments in high school, whether in a championship path or just one of those moments that you felt like served you well later in your life?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think for me, the thing that I took from my high school career into my pro career, and I continue to do it every single summer, was just the work ethic. I guess I didn't really know how to work until I got to high school, and Coach Joshua Kendrick, I remember he was a new coach my freshman year, and he said, we might not be the most talented team in the state, but we're going to work the hardest. And so it just taught me, like, if you want to get better at something, you got to improve. I remember in the summers we were doing 5:45 a.m. workouts. And so to this day, I still always get up early, and that's when I like to train. And I really do feel like that stuff pays off, and honestly, it's a really good feeling when you work so hard and then you kind of you accomplish a goal. I mean, it might not necessarily be winning a championship, but you accomplish one of the goals that you set for yourself. So I would say that was what I learned the most.
Yeah. Heather, you have anything to echo that or add to that?
I think the thing I took away is just the community that team sports gives high schoolers. That was my family. That was even the tennis family. When I went to college, I still helped coach at Brownsburg, because I'm like super close with the coach. And I came back and I coached tennis when I started teaching. And I just, you remember the moments, like the bus ride moments, the after the match moments, the celebrating together of life, and just the ups and downs, right? You have a hard loss, you're all together. You have a great win, you all celebrate together. So just how much everyone needs community. You can't, as independent tennis is, I think that's also the lesson. You can't do it by yourself. There's a team behind you, and regardless of your path in life, you have to have a community of people supporting you.
That's great, because I think that's one of the things we love about high school sports. I mean, you know, college sports and professional sports are wonderful, but there is truly a uniqueness about high school sports where you do get to play, experience all those things, highs and lows, like you mentioned, with your friends who you been all day in class with and doing all those things as well. So
I would emphasize what you just said, and it's, I've been blessed enough to play at every single level and almost at in every sort of environment that you can play in. And I always tell people that high school in Indiana, especially for basketball, was the most fun that I ever have had playing basketball. Yeah. And I just think that it's because of what you and what Heather just said, you're able to be in class all day with your friends and peers, and then they're going to be at the game cheering, and you know, you're playing with your friends, and you lose, you win, you're riding the bus together. I mean, there's just nothing like high school sports.
Yeah. And you two had a terrific experience in your own right, which propelled you then to go on. Heather, you got to go on and play tennis at Butler. And then Gordon, you follow and go along to play basketball. So how much of your decision to do that was that simultaneous, or was Heather going there first and then you decided? How did you both land at Butler for your college experience?
Oh, I followed him.
Okay.
I was waiting to hear what you were going to say there.
That's no, good. 100%. I followed him. Yeah.
Well, so I didn't know exactly where. I was not a very highly recruited player. And yeah. I can remember my dad, we drove past Butler, and my dad, this might have been when I was a sophomore or junior or something. And my dad was like, what do you think about playing at Butler? And I was like, Dad, I'm not going to play. I don't want to play college basketball if it's not going to be D1. Which just shows how little I knew of Butler awesome. University. Because he's like, son, they are D1. Like, yeah, they're just mid-major. But I Butler felt like home to me. The way Brad recruited me, it felt like family, and it just felt right. And the fact that Heather got to play there too was awesome.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that's one thing that sometimes, especially now, student athletes too often, if they're not on the varsity as a freshman, they've already got an offer and things like that. They don't see the same, you know, they don't understand the path can be very different. Gordon, yours was terrifically different. You're, you know, a JV player as a freshman, totally different than you became as a senior, and that opportunity came later. Heather, maybe you got some opportunities early on, but in order to go on and play tennis at Butler, you know, you had to have had that same experience of, you know, trying to figure out, am I going to be able to play at this level? What was that like for your, you know, just your mentality all the way through and getting ready to go to the next level? Heather, do you remember that at all?
I honestly don't even remember. I don't remember if that was like a thing I want. I think it was, for me, it was more, could I play somewhere? Do I want to play somewhere? I think once Gordon kind of committed, I started more seriously thinking, could I play for Butler? And I remember, you know, we had some contacts and the Butler coach was able to come see and made an offer. So then that became real. But I don't know that, I mean, I wanted to play, but I don't know. I think a lot of kids are that way. They don't know if they can, you know?
Yeah.
And I think the reality is actually a lot of students can, if you just show interest. And so it just kind of worked out, I guess.
So the next part of your lives, you know, Gordon, you get drafted by the Utah Jazz in the first round, and Heather, you're finishing school. So this is the first time that the two of you are not directly connected and in the same place. How did you go about supporting each other? What was that like for you as twins to finally be on your own in two different places, still doing your own thing?
Right. It was different. It was so much different. It was for me the first time I'd kind of like gone out on my own because Butler's 20 minutes from our house. And, you know, so now I'm going and living basically by myself. I was thankful my dad came out and stayed with me till November, which helped me. Really helped me. Like, there's so much stuff you just don't, again, as you said, I was only a sophomore. There's so much stuff that you don't realize your parents help you with.
Yeah.
And so then when you're out on your own, you're like just going to the grocery store and getting toilet paper and paper towels and silverware and, you know, all this stuff, like doing laundry on my own for the first time. And so life was definitely different. And Heather, you would have still been a junior in college and, you know, you're doing your thing. I'm super busy. The time difference was a big deal because Utah's 2 hours behind. And so it was hard to stay in touch. And, you know, we're kind of like, we started to just kind of branch out and do our own things. And the off season though, was when I still came back to Indy early on and, got the chance to see everybody.
Yeah.
I remember a hard moment was our first birthday apart. I think when we were little, we joked, or I joked, like, we're gonna blow my candles out 8 minutes before your candles. And you always share a birthday. But then I remember that first birthday that my parents weren't at both, and like Gordon wasn't there. I remember all the attention on me, and I just was like looking for Gordon. Like, yeah. I don't really like this. Like,
our 21st birthday, by the way.
I actually just want both of us to. That was weird. That was hard. And I think that was, I mean, it was hard. Like, this person who is my best friend, I've shared everything with, now we have to go our separate ways. That was hard. Yeah.
I can imagine. And you're having different experiences in, you know, Gordon, you're trying to adjust to professional basketball life, which is of course very challenging. And then Heather, you're finishing school and doing what you need to do. What was it like then, you know, you end up having a terrific career in Utah, made the All-Star team, but it's time to make a move. And then you go to Boston and you get hurt. Yeah. What was your, you know, how much was that part of your family, a part of that? Or was that something you really just did on your own because you were out east? What was that like for you, Gordon?
Well, by this point in time, I had really grown up, as had Heather. I mean, this would have been my 7th year in the league or 8th year in the league. And, you know, I was married. I had 2 kids. I do think having them really helped me. Because when you have a major injury like that, especially in sports, and you're not able to do the thing that you love, it's great to have a support system there that can kind of get your mind off of all the negative things that are happening. Yeah. And at that time, my 2 girls were like, they must have been 3 and 2 years old. And so they didn't care whether I scored 100 points or whether I scored 0 points. You know, they were happy that I was home. Yeah. And I can remember I had a big cast on, and they colored my cast. I had a shoe company that was making my own shoe, a signature shoe, and they took the cast and they turned it into a signature shoe with like the stickers and the colors and everything. It was always my favorite colorway shoe that I had. But it certainly was really important to have them there with me.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Heather, you probably, you know, even though you weren't still playing competitively, you coached at Brownsburg for a while, you were teaching, you were doing things that you were connected to athletes. How did you feel you could best help Gordon in that time?
I mean, I think the best thing is just to reach out, you know, let him know we're here if he needs anything. I know my parents went out there a lot and helped him, and, you know, that we were praying for him, thinking, and and that's the hard thing is you don't know what to do. Right. You know, at the end of the day, he kind of has to do it himself, but also he knows there's people there to support him.
Yeah. And you did, because that's part of your comeback is a great comeback story. It was a full year before you were able to play again, but you continued on and had a continual successful career in the pro ranks and just retired. So now you're both living in Brownsburg or in this area, and that's a different, you know, now you're back together. Have you played any sports, any tennis? Do you go out and get a little competitive with anything as of lately?
Well, so actually I'm in Charlotte now. So I live in Charlotte. We found a home here. Charlotte was kind of my last stop in the NBA. So we found a home and a community here. We haven't played tennis. I mean, I've come back to Indy and for holidays and different things like that. Heather won't play me in tennis anymore. I think she's since given up the sport.
I bet I've traded my tennis racket for a pickleball paddle.
I know. And I refuse to play pickleball.
Oh, there we go.
So here's where we're at. We're both pretty strong willed.
I will say, though, we do play ping pong. Ping pong is the one thing that we always go back and forth. I'm partners with my dad, and Heather's partners with her husband. And we've gone back and forth on that. I don't know what the series score is.
That's great.
That's a good. We usually are, go in the basement. Kids, go figure something out. We need a
pickleball. That's right.
Well, I think it's important as parents that you do show your children that how to be competitive, and you set that example, and that's not a bad thing. So what about influential people in your life? You talked a little bit about some parents and some coaches. Anybody else that you would mention that had a huge impact on you know, your athletic career or your athletic lives when you were younger, or just it's where you are now? Heather, how about you?
Heather, go ahead.
Yeah, there is a couple of just teammates. There's a girl when I was a freshman and I played one singles, which was kind of hard in the sense of, and I didn't play middle school tennis. So no one knew who I was, because middle school I played volleyball. And so I kind of came in and kind of upset a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And there was a senior on the team, Laura Helm, and she kind of took me under her wing and, you know, just loved me and helped me be a part of the team. There was the same thing happened at Butler. A senior on the team took me under her wing. Molly did. And so I would say, like, just teammates who were older than me, wiser than me, could help speak into not just tennis, but like life and how do you deal with loss and how do you deal with struggles. And so I would say teammates ahead of me.
That's great. I love that. That's great. Gordon, how about you?
It's hard to say anybody beyond, I would say, my parents and Heather, because they are so influential in my life. You know, I can remember every Sunday going and playing basketball with my dad and that group of guys really helping to shape the basketball player that I would become. You know, Heather, my tennis partner, no matter where we were at, we always had somebody to hit with. And then my mom was kind of just the do it all, throw the football, throw the baseball, rebound basketball. She wasn't that great of a tennis player, bless her heart. But she was like my buddy with everything else. And so it was really, really thankful to grow up in the place that I grew up in Indiana, a sports crazed town in Brownsburg. And, kind of with my family.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome there too. Obviously that upbringing served you well in all aspects of your career and Heather, you as well with what you're, you know, experiencing now as a parent and all of the things that you do. Have you been back, Gordon, to Brownsburg High School lately at all? And if you have, what's it feel like?
I have, and it feels unreal. I mean, it's like Brownsburg University. It's crazy. Yes. The difference. I mean, I can hardly recognize it, to be honest. And so it's like the kids these days at Brownsburg have the facilities there. I mean, I'm not kidding you. It's probably better than the Charlotte Hornets facilities. I mean, they are so nice. So it was weird to be back and weird to kind of walk around. And I would love to get, I think I might go to a, I think they might be retiring my jersey this winter, or something like that. So I'll be able to go to a basketball game, which I haven't sat in the gym in forever. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That's something to look forward to. Well,
Gordon, go ahead, Heather. In the new tennis facility, they have a huge. New
I went and walked that with dad. That was, it's crazy. It's really cool.
Yeah. You probably both had the feeling that you kind of grew up in a small town, a feeling community, even though, you know, it's Indianapolis, but now it's just exploded and the two of you are not that old, but it is much different than when you were there. So that's kind of fun to hear you reflect on it. So, all right, one more question, then I'll let the two of you go. The thing I always like to ask my guests, the very last question is, if you could go back and tell young Gordon or Heather, you know, something when they were growing up. Now you are where you are and you know what you know. What would you go back and tell that kid?
That's a deep, tough question.
It is. I'll give you a moment. We'll talk. I'll give you a moment to think about it because I probably should prepare you for that one.
All right. So. I have an answer. I'll go.
All right.
I cared way too much about grades. Like, I mean, I kind of shared. Like, I was upset about a 101. I think I missed out on enjoying and being present with my teammates. Cause I've just, you know, like get off the court and want to study or get off the court and stress about all that. And so I think grades matter, but they don't matter as much as I made them matter. And so just to be present and to enjoy, I think I just was so hard on myself with tennis, like through all the losses and wins. It was never good enough. And so just to like, Heather, you're not going anywhere with this, and that's okay. So just have fun. Like, just enjoy
I
getting
would say playing in college is going somewhere.
Yeah, you did. You went somewhere with it, but it's,
I don't know.
But still good advice and something very, very important for our young people to hear, because you are, you know, you're pretty normal in that respect. There's a lot of kids that would do the same thing that you did, and that's great advice for sure.
Yeah, I mean, to echo that a little bit, I would say I was a big overthinker even throughout my whole career. And I would say to think a little bit less when you're out on the court, and just have fun with it. I know that's so much easier said than done, but I think if you put in the practice and you put in the work, it's not much to think about when you're out on the court. You kind of let that work do the talking for you, and just go out there and have some fun with it. I would have also told young Gordon, if I was speaking to him, I would say, do some push-ups, man. Do some push-ups and pull-ups. I mean, I was so skinny in high school, so I would have had me doing way more push-ups and pull-ups.
That's awesome. Well, those are great pieces of advice for young student athletes everywhere. And there's a good hope that even if you are 5'10" and, you know, a little scrawny when you're a freshman, that there may be some chance that things could change for you for sure. So, well, thank you so much for both of you for joining us, giving us some time today. Great wisdom, great fun. Really look forward to just kind of watching you. Hopefully I get to go to that when they bring your jersey back. Heather, I know I'll get the opportunity to meet you, but it's been a real pleasure to hear your stories about what it was like growing up in Brownsburg, being student athletes for the IHSA. Join us next time, everybody, for another great story of those legends who have joined us here in the great state of Indiana. Thank you for joining us on the IHSA Insider. Tune in next time for more conversations with the legends of Indiana high school sports. And remember, this is your IHSA.